Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show. We talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126. Now, here are your host and creator, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley.
Well, thank you, Katie. Welcome, everyone, to Standing on My Soapbox. We made it through another great week of talk radio. I want to thank all of our callers this week. It is Friday, May 3rd, 2019. I am your host, Scott Fullerton, and in just a couple of seconds, I'll be joined by my handsome and talented co-host, actor and writer, Mr. Craig Hurley. As always, we encourage you to call in for the next hour. Let us know what's on your mind in news, politics, and pop culture. You can give us a call at 347-989-0126. Now let's climb up on the soapbox and start talking. Craig, how's it going, man?
Did you just call me handsome?
I did.
You did? Well, thank you for that compliment, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What did Katie want us to remind you? I could hear Katie from here. All the way in Ohio. Katie from California.
What am I supposed to remind him? Oh, yeah, I'm not too handsome right now. My hair is sticking out from one side or the other because of my sunglasses, I guess is what she was saying.
You got to remember you're in California. You're only allowed to be beautiful people in California. You can't have hairs out of place in California.
Yeah,
you
we are
stop that.
Currently eating an In-N-Out burger. Love this place.
No, don't do that to me. Don't do
man.
To me. Hey, I have a pro tip for you, by the way, when it comes to food. You ready for a pro tip on radio? Don't have peanut butter crackers right before you go on the air. It makes it very difficult. So that's
my
pro tip for the future.
Don't have peanut butter crackers. What, because you can't talk?
I couldn't talk. I almost didn't make it to the opening there.
Seriously?
I had some peanut butter crackers.
Why would you do that?
Need a little protein. Need some protein. I didn't have an In-N-Out at my beck and disposal. Okay, so we have double-double monkey style, or would you say monster style?
No, animal style. Animal style,
because
they fry all their stuff onto it, yeah, and onto the bun, and yeah. Animal style, that's an old custom at In-N-Out Burger. Very old custom.
And are you a shake, a pink lemonade, or a soft drink guy?
I am a Coca-Cola guy.
Coca-Cola guy. Okay, I'm a pink lemonade guy. Kind of like the pink
lemonade.
Yeah,
I used to get the shakes, and a lot like, you know, with Wendy's and Frosties, I used to dunk my French fries in them. I'm an adult, so I don't really do that anymore. I used to do that when I was a kid.
Now you're
but
all
how, up. How are things going? How are things going?
Going
what happened
really
at
good.
The... What happened when we left you yesterday playing poker?
I kept
Did
going.
You...
I had a good day in poker yesterday.
Really? Excellent.
I was ahead $500 when I left the poker table.
Nice.
So,
excellent job,
it was a nice
sir.
Day. Thank you
Did
very
you keep,
much. It was a
like,
nice day.
Running in there? Did you keep running in there, hitting and run? Did you keep just like
no,
going
I
in and then disappearing like you did the first hour?
I was a little upset though. I did kind of get a little upset because I went back in after the show and I played for a bit and then I needed to post some stuff on social media that I need to get done for the other show. So I took a couple second break and just sat right in the poker room, like 10 feet away in a chair, posting a couple things on social media. And they combined tables. Our tables were low and the other tables were the combined tables and there wasn't enough room for me. So I had to go on a waiting list because I wasn't at the table. I was a little pissed.
Oh.
So I had to wait about another.
Yeah. No, because I thought they were supposed to save your seat.
You think
even
they
if they combined
had
tables, aren't they going to save
right
your seat?
Right there on the table. You think
right.
they would have, but and I was sitting literally 10 feet away from the table. But
well,
whatever. I still walked.
You didn't notice that the tables were being combined? Part of this sounds like
no,
it might be you, dude.
It could have been me. I was so busy doing my social media thing that I didn't think about it. I need to post something at 6 o'clock. I said I'd post, and I forgot. So I was at 6:02 doing it. I had to step away from the table because you can't use your phone to the table. It's against the rules in this poker room.
Well, I'm glad you walked away a winner, man. That's cool as
hell. Yeah, it was nice. It was a good time. Good time. How's the rest of your
afternoon yesterday? I didn't realize that Pennsylvania had legalized gambling or that you guys had casinos there.
Everybody does now. Almost every state has because they're all looking for money. It's kind of done everywhere. Pennsylvania has 7 or 8 casino licenses now. Ohio has 4 actual casino licenses, and all the racinos, quote-unquote racinos, as long as they have a racetrack, they can put slot machines in, but they can't have, like, the poker tables and the table games. There's only 4 places in Ohio that has that. But it's about every state trying to get on that bandwagon now. They all want the money from it. So there's not that many that don't. I remember when Mom and I drove cross-country last year, we literally stopped at a casino every 8 hours in a different state on the way up because it's cheap to stay, cheap to eat, so it was easy to do. So.
Right. That sounds like
fun. That's what we did. They're everywhere. How's the rest of your afternoon? What do you do at your afternoon in the beautiful sunshine out there?
I was actually just cleaning. I was taking care of this place that we're staying, so I was just helping them out with some stuff.
Nice.
We're going. I talked to a clairvoyant yesterday. It was fun. I didn't pay anybody, but she literally just started talking to me and saying some shit. And it's like, you know, people do that, and I accept people like that in my life, I just think it's interesting when people do stuff like that. Like, she was just totally reading me. It was awesome.
If you guys get into stuff like that, we got to have you, now that you're in L.A., my new Wednesday show, Astro Kiki Radio, I have 2 astrologists and a pop culture guru that has this new show on Wednesdays on our network here, and these guys are really good astrologers. They know all that. I can't make sense of anything I say. It's all moons in this, and something's rising, and something's ascending, or whatever, but they have celebrities on every week that they do their little reading for, and then do pop culture readings, and these guys are really good. He's done my reading.
Now,
cool.
She's a friend of mine, and she literally just came up and started talking to me. And she's like, I felt this, and I got this, and I felt this, and all these different things that are actually happening in my life that she had no idea. And it was just, it was cool because she was like, yeah, I'm getting, you know, I'm talking to dead people here. And there's a couple of them that are coming through and just slamming me with shit. And it was all this stuff that like I'm going through. And it was really, really interesting. And she was like, yeah, I think it's your grandfather.
Nice.
And it was just really interesting. So
that's
cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well,
and it like came out of nowhere.
It literally
came out of nowhere. We were having like I don't know. It was like dessert, you know, like dessert wine. And we were just sitting back and chilling, and she literally just slammed. So, and she it literally came out of nowhere, and she's like, "Wait, this just happened, and this happened." So, it was really cool. It was very interesting.
Nice. My buddy Stan that we had on the show a while back. Zimmerman, the writer, is putting together a new show in L.A. We're going to have to go see when I come into town. He told me to tell you guys about it. He's putting out, it's going to be Marissa Jeanette Winokur, who starred in Hairspray on Broadway and won Celebrity Big Brother not too long ago. She's going to be headlining it with a whole bunch of people at Rockwell's in L.A. And it's going to be one of the Thursdays that I'm in town. So we'll have to all head out that night.
Sweet.
Have a night in the town.
Yeah, no, that'll be cool.
Very much so.
Would we be able to do a show from there? We wouldn't, would we? Because it's not going to happen at 1 o'clock in the freaking afternoon.
Yeah, we can. No, we'd be able to do the show first because I think there are things in the evening at Rockwell probably at 7:30 or so, and I only have my shows on Mondays and Tuesdays at the resort, so I can go in L.A. anytime Wednesday through Sunday, so I'm good.
Right.
I'm just stuck at Palm Springs for Mondays and Tuesdays as well.
Sweet.
It'll be a good time to have by y'all.
Yeah. We probably should talk about, you know, some political news or some pop culture news or some entertainment.
We got
news,
lots to
something.
Talk about. I mean, we can start this since I missed the weather report from you yesterday. We can start in that. You were on point there. We had.
You missed my. yeah, because you were playing poker.
A couple weather-related news. Your cyclone.
Oh, dude. I'm 100%. Actually, every single city that I mentioned in my weather report yesterday while you were playing poker got slammed by some shit. I don't mean to laugh. Got slammed by some freaking tornado or, you know, flooding or dude, the big news worldwide is the hurricane or cyclone that's hitting Bangladesh right now. Cool, dude. There's like 4 billion
evacuated. 400,000
no, dude,
people.
It's probably gonna kill 400,000 people. There's like 4 billion people that are going to be affected by this storm. It's crazy. It's a crazy amount of people that are going to be affected. They're gonna deal with flooding. They're gonna have to deal with some massive flooding. Something I noticed on a lot of my weather maps, and I don't know if it's dude, what is with the Russians? Just what is with them, period, trying to dominate the world? I don't get it. I'm not able to read any of the actual precipitation amounts on my weather maps coming out of Russia and coming out of India right now, coming out of Bangladesh. I can't read what the actual precipitation amounts are. Like, I don't know if, you know, the Caucasus Mountains in Russia are getting snow. I have no idea what's going on over there because they're not really letting us see. I don't know if it's the European models. I don't know what's happening there as far as, you know, weather forecasting is concerned. But I'm not able to see what any of that is. And I'm not sure what that's about. They're not really telling us what's happening over there. And there's 4 billion people that are going to be affected by this thing. And most of those are low income. I mean, like extreme low income, like extreme poverty. So they're going to be really messed up, really, really messed up.
Yeah, they said as of Friday afternoon, they had 400,000 people on the coast evacuated. Another 2.1 million will be total by evening time. There, so it's
evacuating.
It's a big deal.
They're trying to evacuate these people, dude. It's too late. That storm has already made landfall. You're dealing with 125 mile an hour winds because it's currently still a Category 1.
It died already before it really hit too hard, and it's coming into Category 4, what we would think is a Category 4 or cyclone or whatever.
Yeah, the winds are
crazy. Crazy stuff.
And then the amount of rainfall should be absolutely nuts. And they don't have any, you know, here in the United States, we get a rainfall like that where it's, absolute monsoon. No matter where you are, it kind of drains away. We've actually engineered it in it. And we don't get, like, completely inundated unless you get something like Houston, you know, where that did happen. And just last year. So, you know, it does happen, and it's gonna be slow, but it's nothing compared to what they deal with when they get hit, when those lower income areas of like India, Bangladesh, and shit like that, when they get slammed, dude, it is complete freaking chaos and disaster. Like there is,
well,
you know, just
that
mud
irrigation
everywhere.
There, do they? It's pretty much just dirt.
They don't have. Yeah, that's it. Yep, that's my point. Yeah, everything is mud and rocks and, you know, and that's it. They're just completely destroyed and completely screwed. Nothing is the same.
Well,
where we'll dry out here, you know, in the United States, we'll dry out after a storm, and then, you know, we'll try to clean it up. You know, we'll make the same stupid-ass mistakes that we always do, which is we should bury those power lines once they get torn down by a tornado or a high wind or a tree or something. So we should bury those and not make the same mistakes. But, you know, we'll make the same mistake. We'll just put it back up in the air. But at least we have an opportunity to fix whatever it is. Where they don't have an opportunity to fix shit. There's nothing to fix over there. It's all fucked up.
Right.
Excuse my language.
Well, speaking of rains here, I mean, right next door to Ohio here in Indiana, we had a 2-year-old boy died after her mother drove a car into floodwaters from a storm in Indiana.
Turn around, don't drown. You cannot tell. That is the saying. Turn around, don't drown. You cannot tell how deep something is when you're driving through it in a car. You cannot tell. So you don't know how far up it goes. So
yeah,
around,
she said she didn't
drown.
See signs. They said there were signs posted that dangerous.
You don't need any signs.
Ahead, so who knows?
You don't need any signs. If you're driving along and you see that there's a whole bunch of water on the road and you think maybe it's been raining a lot. Maybe I'm not going to make it through there. Well, don't go through it. Don't go through it.
It's really that simple. Thunder and lightning storm on the drive home last night in PA, right above the Pittsburgh airport there. Serious lightning.
Yeah, I warned you.
Rain.
I warned you that
you
was
did.
Coming.
You did. Yep.
Yeah.
It didn't come until like around 9 o'clock, but it was there.
I said Tennessee Valley and Ohio Valley. I said both.
Yep. Yeah, it came
and
up
both
right
of you got
there,
slammed.
And it got poured on. I had my little sunroof open. I had to close my sunroof real quick because it just came in like a boss.
Yeah, monsoon. It's all these little monsoons that are popping up. So yeah. So
that's the weather. I wanted to catch up on weather because I knew you talked about while I was taking a little break yesterday, and it all
guys,
came
it's
through.
It's just going to be worse. It's just going to get worse. Currently, the southeast, and just like my weather forecast yesterday, it's blown up. It's really weird because, like, Oklahoma now, just outside of, like, Norman and into parts of, like, Missouri and parts of Arkansas, that whole area is now blown up. And that's all current. And there's some heavy shit heading towards Chicago. From all of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, somewhere in the plains, I saw it was flooding. Say one city was like underwater a little bit, somewhere kind of where I was heading towards, I think. So.
No, it's happening right
now.
It's happening
right
now.
I'm going to wait until like 2 days before I go and decide which way I'm going to go. I have no idea yet.
That's not even going to give you enough time, dude. These storms are popping up on a daily basis. So out here in the West, I saw them. There's a whole bunch of chemtrails in the air today. And now there's a whole bunch of clouds where there weren't any clouds at the beginning of this day. And there is a halo around the sun. It is in the clouds. And I'm not just making shit up. This is an actual thing that weather forecasters look at. And it shows how much humidity is actually up there, it shows what's happening. And apparently whatever it is they put into the atmosphere has all these little rainbow colors around it. So halo's still there. I'm looking right at it. I should take a picture of it and post it. There's still a halo around the sun out here. So, yeah, I would say that's all going to build up over the next that's a part of, you know, them creating these weather systems that have just been impacting the entire South. I don't know why they want so much, you know, chaos to be going on with our weather. I don't get it. Yeah, guys, we need the sun. That's life. We need the sun to survive. What's this going to turn into, the freaking Matrix? You know, where we just complete cloud cover over the entire world, and it's genius. So, I'm not going to be able to survive that. Human race won't survive that. But, yeah, currently there are ice crystals or whatever in our atmosphere. But, dude, I'm done talking about the weather. There's some really wicked shit going on. Watch out, South, Southeast, Midwest, Plains. Look out. And then looks like there's going to be some more snow coming up here. No, in May.
That's a little creepy.
How's that possible?
That's a little creepy. Yeah. I don't like that.
There was a whole bunch of snow when we were driving through Colorado. We didn't post that shit. I thought we posted it. But there was a whole bunch of snow. We drove through a blizzard.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just last week. But,
well, we got
10
minutes. Let's jump on another subject. What else do you want to jump on before we have a break?
10 minutes to what?
To break, just to break.
Oh, to break? Okay. I was like, wow, that this show didn't feel like it went that fast. I've only been yapping about the weather for the past 20 minutes.
You can talk about Trump's little phone call with Vladimir today, or talk about...
Oh, man. They're so dumb. They're so dumb. Yep, there was no collusion.
I mean...
Nope, there was no collusion. Come on, they colluded a long time ago, dude. He married Ivana. Didn't he break? That
I
was when the collusion
comes
happened.
Out and says, yeah, I talked to Vladimir today, and we decided we didn't collude at all. We just made sure that we didn't collude at all. We knew it all along, but we discussed it today.
We decided.
Like, well, why do you need to discuss it if you knew all along? Whatever. I just thought it was
we decided.
Out, which is very funny. We decided there was no collusion. So, yeah, good. You and Vlad, your buddy, I'm glad you figured that out.
Did he ask him if there was a P-tape still? Did they talk
he
about
didn't
the
ask
P-tape?
Him that.
They talk about
he didn't
the hookers
ask
being
to
on
stay
him.
Out of our election the next time. He's going to let him do that, I guess. He's not even asking about that or saying, I hope you don't do it again, because he still doesn't believe anything happened. So that's always interesting.
So they didn't talk about the PJs. There is no collusion, but the hookers did pee all over you. And I have the tape. But they didn't talk about that publicly, did they?
Of course not. Please. That would make sense. They would do something to make sense there. It's just so crazy. I mean, and as I was driving around yesterday, now they are all excited that they supposedly the FBI sent someone to listen to that Papadopoulos guy over in Europe when he was talking about all of the emails and everything. It's like, well, yeah, there's a counterintelligence thing going on. You're kind of supposed to send someone in to listen to that stuff, but they're making it seem like it's a big surprise or something all of a sudden. Like, I just don't understand where they get all this stuff. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Like, so you don't want to investigate. It's like you say that the investigation exonerates you, so that's a good thing. Then you should say there's never should have been an investigation. Well, how do you know, unless there's a question, whether it's actually true or not? You have to investigate it. I just don't understand that logic behind me. It throws me off every time they talk about it. Just so many circles.
Okay, from everybody that's read it, there is obstruction. From everybody that's read it. So,
exactly.
And we have a number of different people currently calling for impeachment based on obstruction of justice. Nothing else matters. And that's it. It comes down to that. So, and even Senator Warren's out there saying, time to impeach. The problem is, does Pence go with him if he's impeached?
Right.
Or do we have that douchebag to contend with? Because it's one thing
exactly.
about dealing with just, some psycho liar. But it's a totally other who's absolutely just a shill. Is absolutely just a pawn. But it's total other to be dealing with a guy like Mike Pence as president. So, he'll start going after LGBTQ like nobody's business.
Oh, everything
and,
religious freedom. I mean, they just put an order in the Affordable Care thing where you can decide not to treat people if they're against your religious beliefs, no matter what that is, whether you wear a hijab or whatever.
Yeah, that needs to go away, guys.
Religious exemption. It's like, seriously, you're going to have a religious exemption for doctors to not treat somebody? How does that even work? I don't understand how that works. But I've been saying all along, I never wanted
exemption.
Trump impeached because I thought Pence would be worse than Trump. At least Trump, we could probably vote out of office. Pence would probably get elected again because more of the Republicans would like him. But I just can't understand if the Republicans have all these great deals and it's a Republican way that made this economy so great and everything, why would they not want a better Republican in there? Why are they with him? Why don't they put another Republican up to keep all the prosperity supposedly that's happening under this president and put a guy that's not an absolute schmuck in office and just does everything? I don't understand. It's just so hypocritical. Of Republican leaders and legislatures to follow this guy blindly instead of say, yep, this guy's kind of a douchebag, but things are going really good, and that's because of our Republican ideals. We need to put another Republican. At least I'd respect them if they did that, you know. But they won't even do that. So
there's a Republican candidate that's actually good. Show me one.
Well, I mean, I have no problem. They're doing. I mean, you got to admit things are going right, but you have to look at the overall.
Yeah, you know, on the flip side of that, I haven't seen anybody yet that is a Democratic candidate that's worth shit too. So, I mean, Mayor
right.
Pete maybe, but we've had this discussion. I'm not sure.
Well,
unemployment
rate falls to 3.6%. Average hourly wage up 3.2% compared to a year ago.
Yeah, but that's all Obama.
Above 1.9% prices, but.
That's all Obama.
The thing you don't think about. Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to here. We talk about that. That's the headline, right? Then buried in the middle or near the bottom is, and it was added jobs for the 103rd straight month. Guy's only been in there for 25. Guess what happened the first 75? Who did the first 75 in a row of getting all this stuff started? I think Obama went from 9% unemployment to 5 or 6% unemployment. He's gone
right.
from 5 or 6 to 3. I mean, percentage wise, the Obama years were a lot more in turning things around than it's been the last 2 years. So yeah, things are going good still. He hasn't mucked it up. I mean, do we throw a celebration parade that he hasn't screwed up everything that happened for the last 76 months before him? I'll give him credit for not screwing it up. But I won't give him total that he's the one, the be all end all that made
it
happen.
No,
that's just
he's
ridiculous.
Not the reason why it happened. Not at all. We're only going to see what the result is of his shenanigans over the like the next 5 years. We're not going to be
right.
able to see it now. There isn't any instant results on this. There isn't any instant results on them making stupid ass moves.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, everything comes after the fact. You don't learn anything for at least 1 or 2 years afterwards. So,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, he hasn't messed it up. We've done 2 years combined. Maybe we'll see what happens. Maybe he's done enough where it won't totally tank. But while the economy is still going good, he's got rid of every social norm. Our allies are not really with us anymore, or just laughing at us behind our backs. We're propping up dictators all over the place, so you got to kind of pick your battles. And I think the economy would have gone great without him. I think we need to do something about our standing in the world now. My personal opinion on my soapbox.
No, I
yeah,
think we're okay.
That's what's happening in the world.
No, I think we're okay. The United States has always been considered a bunch of arrogant douchebags, so I think we're still there. We're still, you know, a bunch of arrogant douchebags and ignorant. You know, we've always been considered really dumb. We'll go to other countries and expect them to be speaking English. We'll actually have people come here and we expect them to speak English when, dude, we can't even speak English the right way. The majority of us don't even know our own language that is taught here. So, and we really should be learning other people's languages in order to not be ignorant, not be stupid. So, but instead, we just continue to be stupid and arrogant and be like, oh, you should be learning the language when you can't even speak the language yourself. So,
yeah, a lot of that geographical, too, which
never okay.
really made sense to me because,
yeah.
like, America, we are such big landmass that you go from New York to California and in between
the United States
and you're exactly, you go to the United States and everyone is speaking English. You go for the same distance across Europe and you've gone through 5 countries and about 8 languages. So you have to learn.
You've gone through more than that. Yeah, no, you've gone through probably closer to 12 countries and 12 languages. So yeah,
right.
That's what I'm talking about, you know, is that we're pretty damn dumb, dude. You know, we all need, all of us, on an individual basis, just continue to educate yourself. I told my daughter, she asked me when she was like in 7th or 8th grade what languages she should be learning. And I said, for some dumb reason, I learned German while I was in high school. And really, I didn't retain, I didn't retain, you know, any of it. A couple of right. things, some swear words, you know, and that's about it. But I have absolutely no use for German in my vernacular, in my world. I have no use for it. Where I turn to her and I'm like, okay, learn Spanish because you need to be able to, if nothing else, understand what's going on around you. Because there are a whole bunch of Latinos in this country. So you have to learn what their language is so that, it, like I said, for nothing else, so that you know when they're talking shit about you. Because, like, I hang out with Katie and I hang out with my fiance, Katie Barbieri, and I hang out with a lot of her friends, and a lot of them speak Spanish. And it shocks the hell out of them when the gringo responds in English to what they're talking about. And they're like, oh, shit, the gringo knows Spanish. We can't, you know, be talking shit around him, because I'll literally call him out. And because I understand the majority of what they're saying. And so I told her to learn Spanish. And I also told her to, because there's like 3 or 4 billion Chinese or Asian people. I was like, you need to learn that. There's a whole bunch of them. So you need to learn some type of Asian language. And she took Mandarin. So she knows Mandarin and she knows Spanish. She took two languages.
Good for her.
And
those are the two
I think
you need to know too.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. That way you can travel this world, and you can travel this world, and you have a little bit of an idea of what the hell is going on, because a lot of those languages, like Spanish, you can be listening to somebody who speaks fluent Italian, and they're really close. The language is really, really close. So you know, you might be able to pull some stuff out of that just because you know Spanish.
Right. Exactly. All right, we made it to halfway, Mark. Let's go ahead and take a break. Guys, give us a call. We're on the last day of the week here, 347-989-0126. Play a little Hayden McHugh, Wicked Games. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Can you love me for me? Tell me that I'm not holy like you. Does this mark the end? Can you just keep pretending to love me? At least for a little while. Oh, the night's getting longer and I'm getting weaker. I'm hoping you'll save me like Yahweh and Jesus did long ago. Can you carry me into the light? Kiss me like you'll never see me again. 'Cause you'll wake up tomorrow and you won't remember my name. Kiss me like you know our world blend. Hey, you'll burn out the flame and I'll get out. And flows like you. How long have you been here? Can you just keep pretending to trust me? At least while the midnight oil burns. Oh, the night's getting longer and I'm getting weaker. I'm hoping you'll save me like Yahweh and Jesus did long ago. Can you carry me into the light? Kiss me like you'll never see me again. 'Cause you'll wake up tomorrow and you won't remember my name. Kiss me like you know our world blend. Yeah, you'll burn out the
want somebody to love me. I just want somebody to love me.
All righty, we are back, guys. It is Friday, our last day of the week. We have about another 25 minutes to call in. I don't know what the heck that was. Ooh.
Wow, that was weird.
That was weird. Give us a call, 347-989-0126. We have about 20 minutes to give us a call. We're finishing up another great week of talk radio. What else is on your mind, Mr. Gregory?
We were just talking about Prince's new album and how it contains a whole bunch of songs that he wrote and that other artists performed. And one of those is Martika's song. And I just think it's really interesting that the album that they're coming out with, it's like all demos of all these songs. So
right. Just, yeah.
Wanted to you know, drop, because I like hearing demos of songs. You know, there's a whole bunch of songs that aren't played the way they were actually written. So I think it's going to be
such a
really
prolific writer. He wrote for so many people, so many great hits, and
right.
This is just like 15 of them. Like
right.
You said, Nothing Compares to You. I never knew that with Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Glamorous Life, I knew, Shelley. I mean, I knew some of the big ones. Manic Monday, I knew. Jungle Love, I knew.
Right.
Sex Shooter, I knew. There's a lot of them I had no clue on.
Yeah.
He wrote some huge songs for a lot of different artists. So kind of exciting that I'm waiting for that to come out next month. That'll be very good. Oh, speaking of that, you hear all the...
I'm wondering about his new stuff, though. I'm wondering
Does
about
he
his
have new stuff.
Stuff? It's like Tupac. Oh yeah, it's like Tupac. He's got a whole library full of shit, like 1,000 songs, some crazy shit.
I didn't know he was that far ahead. Okay.
Yeah, that nobody's heard. And then and Michael Jackson, same type of thing. There's a whole library of music that nobody's ever heard, and I'm I think it's going to suck if they don't start releasing that stuff, because I personally won't be able to hear it. Because
you can't
we're
wait too
like
long
I said,
for these
my
people. All
my
the
generation
fans go on to something
fans,
else or something.
Go on to something else, yeah, like an afterlife. We're not, we're not going to be here in order to hear it. So I think it's you got to release that shit, otherwise we'll be dead, by the time you guys actually do release it and not be able to hear it. So it'd be nice if they could release all of that.
That would be great.
While we're still alive. Yeah.
Well, speaking of music,
so
you
know
all the drama that happened after the Billboard Music Awards in Vegas?
No, I thought the Billboards went great. Didn't the Billboards go great?
Well, they went great. It's not drama as in controversy drama, but the Billboard Music Awards went fantastic. But all of a sudden, after all this stuff happened, Joe Jonas, who has been with that Sophie Turner girl forever, they went and got married by an Elvis impersonator. Little White Chapel brought all these people from the awards with them. So they went to Little White Chapel in Vegas, brought a bunch of these huge music stars to this Elvis impersonator, got married on the spot in Vegas. And Kelly Clarkson went through the whole damn thing, hosted it, with her appendix ready to burst, and had her appendix taken out 5 hours after the show.
After the show, yeah, that's what I heard. I was like, did her appendix burst? Why did she have it out right after the show? And how can you go through that? I mean, dude, that's a professional. I've kind of, you know, been not, I'm not anti Kelly Clarkson, but I've been a little, you know, rough on her, like as far as what, you know, if she's actually an American Idol, like they haven't really found any or created any American Idols. And well, I think they actually have, but they let them go. Like, you know, different people haven't gone through. I can't remember Harris.
I think her and Carrie Underwood are the two bona fides. If there's any bona fides, her and
Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson
and
Adam Lambert. No, you got to give it. No, you got to give it to Adam Lambert.
Well, Adam Lambert
man.
Too. You're right. Adam Lambert too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, these are,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
at least they got out of that.
Fantasia Barrino went through to Broadway and did really good on Broadway. So Fantasia
right,
Barrino
and Jennifer Hudson.
Kind of
but Jennifer Hudson didn't win. So,
right, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's like,
no, exactly.
You got to look at the people that actually have won and then what their careers are and then what their careers are after American Idol. So,
yeah, like
you know,
I said, the only two that actually won
about.
And had the bona fides is Clarkson and Carrie Underwood. I think that's the only two
yeah.
that really
yeah.
went anywhere.
So that's a show must go on. That's a, yeah, dude, if your appendix is bursting and you're still hosting, that's a show must go on. So, yeah.
That's a big
and
way
no
to go
down
there. If she's willing to do that.
Yeah,
man.
No, she's,
so
no, that's,
she's
a, yeah, that's a professional.
Kids, so I guess. Any woman that's had two or three kids can probably hold it for that long. I have all the respect in the world for someone
really?
Who said
nice.
Two or three kids.
Not sure if an appendix bursting and childbearing is the same thing there, Scott. But,
I don't know. Pain-wise, was it Carol Burnett or something? I forget who it was that someone said childbirth is like grabbing on to your bottom lip and then pulling
and
it out and
pulling
all
it
the way
up
over
your
head.
Head
to the back of your
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's the pain of childbirth, supposedly.
It sounds like it'd be pretty painful. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I
it does sound like it would be pretty painful. My ex-wife ended up having a C-section, so with our daughter, with Tana. So she had the epidural, which got rid of the pain, and then had a C-section. So, not sure. How
there
much
you go. My mom had
there.
Two with me. I was a big boy, so mom had two with me, and then she loved it for the other two. She just scheduled appointments. Like, I'm going to have you on June 14th at 9:46 in the morning. We already know this ahead of time. It's good to go.
Dude, my daughter, because she tried to have a natural childbirth, my ex-wife,
mm-hmm.
and couldn't. My daughter decided to stay in there for like 2 weeks longer and then, and then was when we finally, you know, did the C-section and pulled her out of there. She was, 10 pounds, 6 ounces, freaking monster.
Holy
and,
smoke.
And 22 inches long from what I recall. So almost
wow.
2 feet long and 10 pounds, 6 ounces and just huge baby. And the doctor or the pediatrician or doctor, I don't know what she was. She was like, yeah, that's the biggest baby we have ever had here at the hospital. And it was Cedars in Beverly Hills. And then literally 2 hours later, she comes up to us and she's like, nope, we just had that record broken. So for 2 hours, my daughter held the record at Cedars-Sinai for being the biggest baby born there. And they had an 11-pounder that was born at Cedars-Sinai 2 hours after my daughter was born. So 2 or 3 hours. So, yeah, 11-pounder. That's a big baby.
That is a big baby. I don't remember what I was. I know I was a big kid. They planned on natural with me, but I was so big that they ended up doing the C-section for me. And so that once you've done it, made it easier to decide to do that for the rest of them, for my two younger brothers.
Right.
But yeah, I don't remember it. But yeah, that was it. And that's a big baby. That's a big old baby.
Well, I can't believe we're talking about childbirth on this show right now.
I know. I don't know how we got
should
in
we shift the food? Should we shift back
yeah,
to In-N-Out
exactly.
Burger? This is, isn't this a show about LGBTQIA plus issues? Well,
yeah,
I don't know if it's an issue. You guys having kids?
Exactly.
Is that it really an issue?
Well, no, this show is more ally oriented, but yeah. It's not It's not definitely much on my other show, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. Like I'm not sure. I mean, you know, absolutely adoption, I get that. But, you know, as far as population control, you guys are the ones that are at the head of that game. So.
Yeah, well, actually, and the ones that actually do most of the adoptions, too, for unwanted children, to be honest with it. That's one thing I'd say big way to go, Guyanus, for that.
Yeah, it's not necessarily conservative. It's not necessarily conservative heterosexuals that are adopting children, which it should be. They're the ones that have the freaking money. So,
right.
And they're the ones that have the wherewithal. So, and you know, yeah, from what I understand, it is the majority of the population that's LGBTQ that is adopting children. Period. And from what I can tell, the conservatives are taking them away, right?
Pretty much,
they're putting them in cages.
Exactly. 10 cities now are cages, and now it's 10 cities. They're moving up in the world.
Unbelievable.
Hey, remember
it's
we were talking
disgusting.
About the Impossible Burger last week or whatever? Or I don't know if it was this week or last week, whatever it was.
Yes.
Did you hear about that new Beyond Meat company? Their IPO went through the frickin' roof.
Did it?
I don't think they make the Impossible Burger. I think they've been around for 10 years. And they make another
meatless
burger.
They make something close
burger.
To it.
But,
right.
Yeah, they make something close. But they've been around longer. They've been around for 10 years. But they didn't go public until last month. And the initial IPO price of the stock was $25. It just went up to $46 on Thursday. But it went to $65 for a while. It's still up 84% over its original thing. And it's just going crazy. Everyone wants this stuff. But it got up to as high as $65.75 after initial offering at $25, and now it's doubled off around $46. So people are going after getting rid of the red meat. So good for us, I guess, as a society. Have it when you need to, but it's always good. I'm sure it is. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Well, it depends on how much genetically modified plant life we're eating. So all
that's
of it is crap.
Dude, I'm driving home late at night from these things when I go out to on Thursdays and Fridays. There's a show, I don't know if you listen to it. It's Outer Limits, but it's kind of like a coast to coast, but it's all about weird stuff, UFOs and non-UFOs and weird things like that. It's just a talk radio show. This guy's out of Portland, Oregon. And last night he was talking about how alien stuff, how back on Mulder and Scully, whatever that show, X-Files or whatever, that part of one of their seasons was all about cornfields and bees spreading this alien virus type thing. Well, now I guess they're doing synthesized things with corn, making synthesized DNA, and somehow corn has to do with it, and it's kind of coming full circle. So I have no idea what to believe or not, because, like I said, it's late night listening to AM radio on the way home just because I like listening to talk radio. It was just funny to listen to last night. This guy was going, yeah, we're kind of making our own DNA. But they are making our own DNA, synthetic DNA stuff anymore from what he says. And I wouldn't put it past him.
Right.
That's kind of interesting.
Is it affecting – it's affecting the bees? I'm not sure what you just said.
I know the corn has been genetically modified. The bees – it's just part of it. Bees was part of the X-Files plot. I don't think the bees have anything to do it more than the corn has to. I guess on X-Files.
Dude, have you watched Black Mirror yet?
I still
have.
The
TV show Black Mirror?
I know it's on my
radar. Oh, man, they've got an episode where the bees that they have, they're robotic bees because all of the bees have been wiped out. By the way, somebody just killed an entire colony of bees in
half a million.
I think it was Texas.
Half a million.
Yeah, I think it was
Yeah, half
was
a
Texas.
Million of them.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to take that dude and throw him into a beehive. Okay? That's all. That's it. Just take the people that did that and throw him into a freaking beehive and let the bees take care of it. Because, you know, throw him into a hornet's nest. I mean, I'm serious about that. Eye for an eye on that puppy. Just take them when you find out who it is and throw them into a hornet's nest and let them take care of it. Let nature take care of it. Because that is ridiculous.
Yeah, we're already having a bee problem.
He is affecting. Okay, look. Without bees, we don't have anything pollinating. So everything dies. Everything. Flowers, food, everything. Everything fucking dies. So without bees, we don't have that. And we need bees. Bees are extremely important for our ecology. Without them, we die. And for somebody to be killing off bees, that just means that they're attacking society. They're attacking us. We're not going to be able to eat because these assholes killed the bees. So, and in Black Mirror, there's an episode about these bees that they've created that are robotic for pollination, and they get tapped into by a computer. They get hacked, and they start, I'm not going to give away the entire episode, but they start going after individuals who have done things. The bees collectively start going after individuals. And so it's about protecting those individuals from the bees. Yeah, it's a really, really cool episode. Really,
nice.
Pretty cool episode. Yeah.
I like it. Oh, yeah, about 4 minutes left. I think we should end on
four minutes.
Culture note. Important. We lost Chewbacca last night.
The first 20 minutes seemed to drag by. Wow.
I know.
Wow, man.
We got to address that we've lost two Star Wars iconic figures. We lost Chewbacca last night. Gone to the... To the great Princess Leia in the sky. He was 74.
Chewy.
He lived a good life.
Yeah. Oh, no. Peter Mayhew. Yeah. Well, locked into Chewbacca his whole freaking life.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how happy he was about that as far as an actor is concerned. I mean, the money had to be pretty decent. But,
he reprised it quite a bit. I mean, he was back in four episodes, you think. After the second episode, he probably got paid a hell of a lot of more money than the first one. So he could he could have quit after three or so. And he went on to four or five, I think. But he was a tall dude, man. They put him between 7'2 and 7'4. No one has it pinned down exactly. That's a big boy there.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he actually lasted as long as he did. Because tall people usually kick it earlier. Their bodies can't seem to handle, the world. They can't seem to handle this life. So the taller they are.
Exactly. Oh, we lost Princess Leia and Chewie. Harrison Ford's getting up there in years, but he's cantankerous. He'll stick around for a while unless he keeps flying the plane. He'll kill himself in his own plane.
It always seems that way. The more cantankerous you are, the more you're going to live. The longer you live, the bitchier you are, the more of an asshole you are, the longer you stay on this planet causing shit. Seems that way.
Exactly. As long as he doesn't keep flying himself into golf courses, he'll be good. I wouldn't put him behind a plane anymore, but.
I don't know.
He liked...
That wasn't his fault. That wasn't pilot error. That was a mechanical problem
on his plane. Pilot error, but still, he's had a couple of close calls. I wouldn't chance it anymore if I was him.
You're going to take away his right to fly just because he's old? Come on.
Ageism. Ageism. It's Hollywood. You should be used to it by now. It's Hollywood.
He's got enough money. He should let somebody else fly him around.
There you go. He's got a nice younger girlfriend there. What's her name?
Isn't that Krista Flockhart? Isn't Krista still?
Isn't she
Calista Flockhart? Yeah, but she's not. I mean, it's not girlfriend. They're married, right? I thought they were married.
Did they get married? I don't know if they got married or not. Did they get married? Maybe they did.
They've been together for a long time. So,
they've been together forever.
Yeah, at this point, it's most likely common law, even if they're not married. And they probably kept things separate anyway. I mean,
you're right. They married in 2010. They've been married for 9 years now.
For 8 years, 9 years. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought they got married.
Cool.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
we have about 3 minutes.
I mean,
any big plans? Your first weekend in L.A.? What are you guys going to do your first weekend in L.A.?
No, we're just doing the same. We're just doing the same thing that we have. We've got some meetings lined up for next week, so we're not, you know, we're just settling
in. I would spend
in.
All weekend at the Grove and Farmer's Market, and I would just be so chill, you don't even know. I would love that stuff. I miss my L.A. life.
We're a little
go
more
to
gypsy
Barnes
than
and
that.
Noble. Huh?
We're a little more gypsy than that. And we tend to be seeing places that people aren't. You know, we're not going up to, like I said, like you just said, we're not really going over to the Grove. We're doing more the little hangouts, you know, we're doing more the little sushi dives, stuff like that. So
I do like those.
Or
it'd be at the
play,
beach.
Yeah,
I would be at the
play
beach
it.
All weekend, too, probably. It'd probably be up at Newport.
Yeah,
see,
I, yeah, no,
go
no.
down to Newport
yeah,
Beach.
Not,
or...
Yeah, I'm not going near the beach right now. I was close enough
really?
To in Irvine. Yeah. I was close enough to the beach in Irvine yesterday, so, or the day before.
Oh, I miss the beach. I lived right on the water for a long time. You can see the ocean from my balcony. I miss that.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm really not a big ocean fan. I lived on the
really?
West Coast for like 17 years, and you know I'm currently out there,
oh.
out here, and I'm not interested in going to the beach. Just not. I never have been. I started when I first moved to LA when I was 18. Yes, I was drawn to the beach. I wanted to go to the beach all the time. And I went to the beach, and then one day I was learning how to surf, and there was a dead, bloated dog floating next to me. So I decided to get out of the water, and I never went back in to learn how to surf again. And that was like 30 years
that's
ago.
That's too bad. Yeah, that's a traumatic experience. That's a traumatic experience.
No, it was. I felt like it was an omen more than it was a traumatic experience. I was like, dead bloated dog, and I'm learning how to surf. No, this is not gonna work ever. So
that's funny.
Yeah, I'm too much of a dog.
All right, dude. Well, enjoy your weekend in LA. We will be back next Monday, boys and girls,
thank
for
you,
another
sir.
5 days of talk radio. It's been my pleasure, Mr. Craig Hurley. Thanks so much for sending my soapbox this week, guys. Give us a call next week 347-989-0126. Thanks to Bobby and David and everyone that called in this week. We appreciate you. Well, see you next week.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Here's a little bit of Matt Stern.
Hey, wanderer, you say I'm home to you. Hey, I think I'll wait for you. Well, I don't know if that's true. Hey, white blue eyes, staring at the sunshine. Just another prodigal son, destined to leave it all behind. He'll leave you in the dark while he's getting lost in the light. You may love. look for me, but I may not be around. Hey, lover boy, even if every word you say is true, hey, wanderer, even if I have grown attached to you, thing is, baby, maybe I'm a wanderer too. The thing is, baby, maybe I'm a wanderer too.